I think that's my cue to start when she stops playing. It's good to have everyone here today. It's great to be able to have to bring more chairs out. So apologize for that. We just didn't have enough faith, I guess, when we set them out. We just didn't know how many would be here. So it's good to see everyone here today. Good to be in God's house and to celebrate the resurrection. So we're going to do that this morning with our opening hymn, He Lives. So if you could stand with us, please, and join in as we open our service. Good to see everyone here this morning.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Again, welcome to our service this morning. We have a lot of visitors here today. Special welcome to you. Turn and greet each other as our pastor comes to the stage this morning. Good to see everyone here today.
Well, good morning, everybody. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. We welcome you today to our Easter service. I'm glad that you came to be with us today. This is so encouraging day. See families come together for you to be here, and we are tickled to death that you have chosen to be here with us today on this Easter Sunday. I'll be reading today from the Easter story in Matthew chapter 28. We welcome those today who are joining with us with Facebook and YouTube, and also those who are listening by way of radio. We welcome you to our Easter service today. It is good to see each and every one here today. May we pray together. Father, we thank You for the day, and we thank You for this time that we have to be together. We thank You for this Sunday and what it means to us and what the resurrection offers to us. And we just thank You today that we can worship You today in spirit and truth. And may we honor You today in all that we do. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just a few announcements there listed in your bulletin for this week. Ladies' Night Out will be April 19th at 6:30. And then on Wednesday, we'll be having a Bible drill at the church at 6 o'clock. So remember those this week. We're going to continue with Songs of the Resurrection. And as we sing, Christ the Lord is risen today and our God reigns. You join in with us this morning as we sing.
Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. See me heavens and earth reply.
Amen. Our God reigns. And we will continue as we sing Christ Arose. If you're able to stand this morning, stand with us on this first song. If you're able to stand, please stand and join in with us. Christ Arose. Another song, I'm sure you know a hymn, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" You join in with us as we sing this very, I guess, heartfelt song this morning. "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?"
Crucified my Lord. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified, my Lord. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
Suffering that you went through on our behalf. Lord, it should cause us sometimes to tremble. God, at the same time, it should cause us to shout glory, because we know the hope and forgiveness of sin that comes through the cross and the hope of the resurrection through the empty tomb. As we read your words this morning, God, I pray that we would have a mindset of what you did for us. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the opportunity to be here and sing your praises this morning. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, worship team. The implied answer to that last song is, we all were there. And so, yes, we were there. Matthew 28 for our scripture reading this morning. And what I wanted to do today to begin is just to read from the scripture the story of resurrection. Matthew 28, verse 1 is where I want to begin. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. The resurrection message is an offer of God's grace and forgiveness. The message of resurrection is the message of hope that we find offered by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The resurrection gives us hope for a lot of reasons. What I've tried to do is to jot down some things here that the resurrection helps us with. The resurrection gives us a reason not to be caught up in the things of this world, because here's what we know: we're not home yet. This is not our final home, and so we're looking for a home in heaven. And so the resurrection reminds us of that. The resurrection means that when we die, that is not the end of the story, because there is life after death, and that's what the resurrection means to us. The resurrection is a reminder that God is a God of new beginnings. And so it was a new beginning, and it can be a new beginning for us. So we don't need to give up, because that new beginning is offered through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's the hope that we have. We can know that apparent defeat is not final, because it seemed like on the cross that Satan had the upper hand at the crucifixion when Jesus died. But again, he didn't. So the resurrection reminds us that Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he conquered Satan. The resurrection means to us that we can trust in God's word. It gives us confidence that God keeps his word. So the Bible is true, and we have confidence in it. The resurrection means to us that we can know that we're never alone, because the Lord is with us and he's promised to be with us. So that's the hope of resurrection. The resurrection is either the greatest fact or the greatest farce in history. It's estimated that 2 billion people in the world today have staked their eternal destiny on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. One of the great quotes from Spurgeon that I like and always try to reference on Resurrection Sunday is this. Here's what Spurgeon said. He said, "Upon a life I did not live, upon a death I did not know, I risked my whole eternity, and the resurrection is why." The word of Jesus, the integrity of Jesus, the believability of Jesus, the character of Jesus, all rest on the resurrection. Jesus promised over and over again that he would rise from the dead. Matthew 16:21, listen to the words of Jesus. "From that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day." That is the first time Jesus began talking to his disciples about the cross and resurrection. Again, in Matthew 17:22-23, "Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up.' And they were exceedingly sorrowful." Another time, the third time Jesus reminded them of the cross and resurrection is in Matthew 20. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. They will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again. In Matthew 26:32, but after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. And then in Acts chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible tells us that Jesus proved himself to be alive during the 40 days between his death on the cross to the ascension of Christ and resurrection, all that, those 40 days, he proved himself to be alive. And what Acts says is by many infallible proofs. In other words, by convincing evidence, he proved that he rose again from the dead. Now, there are some reasons that I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And so my first point this morning is, why should I believe in the resurrection? Number one is because his body was buried. When Jesus died on the cross, the Bible tells us that he died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., those 6 hours, Jesus was on the cross. And then at 3 p.m., Jesus died. The Bible tells us that one of the Roman guards took a spear and thrust it into the side of Jesus. The Bible tells us that when that happened, that blood and water came forth. What that proved, though, was this, that Jesus died on the cross. The Bible also tells us that a man, a very wealthy man, who owned a tomb, the garden tomb, close to the place where Jesus was crucified, came and asked for the body of Jesus. His name was Joseph of Arimathea. However, he had a helper. John chapter 3, do you remember a man by the name of Nicodemus who came to Jesus at night? Well, Nicodemus also was there. And the Bible tells us that Joseph of Arimathea and that Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and buried him. So his body was buried. The second reason to believe in the resurrection is because the tomb was empty. The Bible tells us that the stone was rolled away. Now, the reason the stone was rolled away was not to let Jesus out of the tomb, but to show the women and others who came to the tomb that day that the tomb was empty. So we have the evidence of the empty tomb, and that tomb has been empty for a long time. Another reason to believe in the resurrection is because lives were changed. The Bible tells us that over 516 people saw Jesus with their own eyes when he appeared in Galilee. During that 40 days that Jesus was on this earth after the resurrection, he also appeared to other people at other times. But in Galilee, over 516 people saw him. Their lives were changed. After the resurrection, you see the change in the disciples, in the apostles. They had courage. They had boldness. They went everywhere sharing the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Another reason to believe in the resurrection is because the church was born. In the gospel story that I read this morning, in the account of the resurrection, the Bible makes it clear that it was on the first day of the week that Jesus rose again from the dead. That's why we worship on Sunday. That's the importance of Sunday. Sunday to them was the first day of the week. That was the day that Jesus rose from the grave. And that is why we worship on Sunday. The church of Jesus Christ was born, and it is witness and testimony of his resurrection. Now, the second point that I want to make today is this. Why should we receive the Jesus of the resurrection? You know, everyone on planet Earth will die. And That's what we know. We know that by experience. We know that from history. We just know that's a fact of life. But what I want to do now is share with you four simple reasons why you need to receive Jesus, the resurrected Christ. Number one, so our sins could be forgiven. Romans 4:25, the Bible tells us that Jesus was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. He was handed over to die for the sins of the world. That's what he came to do. His death on the cross and his resurrection gives us a right standing before God. And that's why we need to receive him and believe in him. His death on the cross was a payment for our sins. His resurrection proved that he was the Son of God. The resurrection provided proof that what God the Father did was to accept the payment that Jesus Christ had made on the cross for our sins. Romans 1:4 says it this way, Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. But there's a second reason to receive the Christ of the resurrection, and that is because we can live a life of purpose. You know, there's a lot of seminars and a lot of weekend get-togethers now that focus on the purpose of life. And a lot of people are attending these conferences because they want to know, why am I here? Why did God put me on this earth? And what's my purpose? Well, the Bible tells us in John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So Jesus gives us a purpose, a reason for living. That purpose can be found only in Christ. Third reason is so that we can conquer death. The fact that Jesus came back from the grave and Jesus came out of the tomb tells us that death does not have the final say-so. It doesn't. There is life after death. Now, in my experience and what I've shared with you before is this. The reason that a lot of people do not believe in Jesus is because they do not believe that there is life after death. But because of the resurrection of Christ, we know that there is life after death. And the resurrection gives us that hope. One day, along with you, but one day I will see my final sunrise. And one day I will enjoy my final sunset. But when that happens and when that day comes for me, and I hope for you that we all can say with the Apostle Paul, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? And we know that the resurrection gives us the victory over death. But there's a fourth reason, and that is so that we can receive eternal life. You cannot receive eternal life and go to heaven unless you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And so that's what we need to put our faith in and put our trust in. Romans 10:9 says it this way, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Now this morning what I've tried to do is share with you the evidence of the resurrection. And we've looked at the Bible and Bible verses that prove that Jesus was who he said he was. He did what he came to do, that he was the Son of God, and that he rose again from the dead. See, any man could die on the cross. It has been estimated that during the time of Jesus and the time of the Roman rule, that there were at least 30,000 Jewish males who were crucified. And so without the resurrection, see, the death of Jesus on the cross would just be another crucifixion. But because of the resurrection, it isn't. I mean, he died for us to give us eternal life, to give us forgiveness of sin. See, here's what it means in a very practical way, that our past can be forgiven because of the resurrection, because of the cross. It means that we have a power in the present that we have a strength to live day by day the power of His resurrection and to know Him. And then it gives us hope for the future of eternal life at a home in heaven. And the way that the door to heaven is open to every one of us is through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 11:25. Here's what Christ said, and we know that He told the truth. Here's what He said. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live even if he dies. And those are the words of Jesus. This morning, as we come to a conclusion today, we will extend a gospel invitation. And I presented the evidence today. But see, here's the thing. What are you going to do with evidence? You either accept it or reject it. So my encouragement for you today is that if you've never established that relationship with the Lord, if you do not have that spiritual foundation, believe in Him, trust in Him. The love that He has for you, the love that we have for you today is simply this, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Put your faith and put your trust in Him. Let's stand together, please, for our time of prayer and invitation. Father, we thank You today for Your Word, and we thank You for the Easter message and the message of resurrection. And so, Father, today, as we come now to this time of invitation, we open this invitation up to those who need to come to Christ today, who need to establish that spiritual base in their life. Maybe it's something that they've been thinking about for a while. Maybe it isn't. Maybe they've made that decision today to put their faith and trust in You. Lord, whatever it is, we just want them to do that and to know You and to leave here today with a changed life. Father, we thank You for the hope that You've given us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You for the hope of resurrection, the hope of eternal life. And that is our faith, and that's what we believe. Because Jesus has been risen from the dead, then we also have that same hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. In His name we pray. Amen. Let's sing again.
Just as I am.
Being here today and celebrating the resurrection and worshiping with us today. I trust that you'll have a good day with family and friends, and that you'll just have a good day today and good week. And may you go this week in God's blessing and the power of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because He is risen, and He is risen indeed. So thank you for being here today. The worship team will come now, and they'll lead us in our closing benediction. And after that, you're dismissed to go. Fellowship a little bit with each other before you leave today. And may God bless you today.
Thank you, Pastor. We're going to do one thing a little bit different this morning. We have a video that we're going to show, so I'm going to ask you just to be seated. It's just a short video, and then we'll close with the closing song.
Sorry.
If you'd stand with me, please. Empty means a lot of things, a lot of negative things. But when you talk about the tomb, it's a lot of hope there. We're going to sing Hallelujah, He is Risen from the Dead. You join in with us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hearts to heaven and voices raised. Sing to God a hymn of gladness. Sing to God a hymn of praise. He who on the cross as Savior for the world's salvation bled. Jesus Christ, the King of glory, now is risen from the dead.
Thank you. You're dismissed.